Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor, Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. Candidates emerge for the presidential election in Mexico forthcoming. AMLO, the very popular, very powerful president, cannot succeed himself, but his party is much in authority. And Morena has now three candidates I can see. There may very well be more. One is the Mexico City mayor, Claudia Sheinbaum. Another is the foreign minister, Marcelo Ebrard. And now a new candidate who is the interior minister. Is the significance here, the named Lopez, Augusto Lopez, no relation to the president. The significance here is that the Morena party is so firmly in charge, it looks like Sheinbaum has a poll advantage just barely over Ebrard, and it appears the interior minister, who is said to have a very powerful position in Mexico, is a third choice. Professor, does this look like the field, or do you think more candidates will be entering who poll well, perhaps from other parties besides Morena?
Well, John, for Morena, this is the field. But basically, within the Mexican politics, for many years, going back to the Mexican Revolution, you had the institutional revolutionary party, the PRI, that was dominant until basically the stranglehold of the PRI, not only at the national level, but also in the state level of political apparatus, was broken by the north-based PAN party with the Vicente Fox presidency. You then had a fighting out among the three kind of traditional Mexican parties for those two decades, the PRI, the PAN, and a more leftist party, the PRD. But what the AMLO's arrival in power really represented was citizen frustration with the three established parties. And so a movement that AMLO had himself helped to create, the Morena movement, ends up coming to power. And it's been interesting that since AMLO has been president, in traditional Mexican clientelistic political style, what you've seen is that his Morena, which was once again a brand new movement, has kind of taken over little by little the governorships, the electoral apparatus, etc. So that now, even though the PAN and the PRD and the PRI are still around, and it is believed that they will actually run a unity candidate against Morena in the upcoming 2024 elections, the Morena has become so powerful. Indeed, they just won a gubernatorial election in the state of Mexico last week, showing the degree to which they've consolidated power in almost all of the Mexican states. So at the end of the day, the sense is that unless there's something unexpected in terms of the opposition candidates, that who gets the Morena nomination, they're going to have a primary that's going to take place through five polls from the end of August to the beginning of September. The person that wins that has a pretty good shot at winning the Mexican presidency. And right now, the one that people believe, because she's more consistent with where AMLO is at in terms of social conservatism, but liberalism in other areas, Claudia Sheinbaum is favored slightly. The more kind of traditional leftist, I would call him the Bernie Sanders left in U.S. terms, the very sophisticated interior minister, Marcelo Ebrard, who's been partially responsible for Mexico's kind of turn to a more activist and in anti-U.S. foreign policy is running a close second. And then running third is somebody who's a pretty well-established political operative, Adán Augusto López, again, currently the interior minister, which is a pretty powerful position in Mexico. So at the end of the day, we'll probably know among those three candidates. And again, it could go either way. It'll probably be Sheinbaum. It could still be Ebrard. But again, at the end of the day, all three of those have renounced their current government positions to run. Really, this will shape the direction kind of within certain Morena bounds that Mexico takes with the United States and in its role with the region, as well as in terms of its domestic policies and the many challenges it faces in terms of insecurity and development and the economic interdependence with the United States through USMCA, which is also so vitally important. And other questions like Mexico's orientation towards the leftists in the rest of the Americas, as well as other external actors like China.
Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College, Strategic Studies Institute. This is the New World Report, CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.